Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We are at AM Best Europe Insurance Market and Methodology Briefings in London. For AM Best TV, I am Ida Axling. I'm joined now by Dale Kirby and Andrea Porter, both senior financial analysts at AM Best. Hello, guys. Welcome.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Following your presentation on benchmarking ratings across the London, Europe and Middle East and Africa markets, what are the key takeaways, Andrea?
Yeah, one interesting takeaway is that we continue to see a difference in the distribution of ratings between the two groups. So the population of Europe and London tend to be clustered around the A-minus rating and above, whereas the Middle Eastern and African companies are more evenly distributed, and there is also a modest share below the investment grade. And this mainly is due to the difference in the markets. So in the European group, we have larger players, more internationally diversified. And in contrast, in Middle East and Africa, companies tend to be smaller, regionally or domestically concentrated, and in generally operating in an environment with a higher level of country risk.
Can you comment on the trends in risk-adjusted capitalization across the ratings?
Absolutely, yeah. So as part of our presentation, we provided a breakdown of the risk-adjusted capitalization across both the London and Europe, as well as the Middle East and Africa groups. And we define risk-adjusted capitalization primarily through our internal capital model, known as Best Capital Adequacy Ratio, or BCAR for short. So the key takeaway from this is that overall, companies across both peer groups remain very well capitalized. Over 90% of companies in UK and Europe achieve the strongest BCAR assessment, which is 25% at VAR 99.6. And just under 90% of that receive that assessment for Middle East and Africa. And I think the interesting trend to observe since the prior year position is that so we've observed a clear improvement in risk-adjusted capitalization across both peer groups. And that's primarily driven by, firstly, the favorable yield environment throughout 2024, and secondly, the favorable market conditions witnessed throughout 2024. And both of those factors have really served to improve internal capital generation among both peer groups.
Mm. Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And to what extent has the interest rate environment impacted investment allocations in 2024 across these groups?
Yeah, so as I said, throughout 2024, the yield environment has been quite favourable. And historically, what we observe for companies within UK and Europe is that they tend to favour a more lower risk investment allocation, so favouring in particular fixed income instruments. And I would say that hasn't particularly changed throughout 2024. Despite 2024 being a fairly strong year for global equity market returns, companies within that subset continue to favour lower risk investments. Interestingly, in fact, for Middle East and Africa, we do observe a moderate de-risking, moving away from equities, which historically has been one of the key drivers of asset risk for those companies. Actually moving towards fixed income instruments. And I think this demonstrates a greater understanding surrounding the management of investment risk and a greater willingness to reinvest new funds into fixed income investments. And again, this has really been supported by the favourable yield conditions throughout 2024.
Can you comment on the key differences in the enterprise risk management assessment between these two?
Yes. So what we continue to observe is a clear difference in the level of assessment among the two groups. So we have European and London market companies that tend to have a more favorable assessment compared to the Middle Eastern and African ones. And this is mainly due to the fact that the companies in Europe and London operate under Solvency II or Solvency II alike regulatory regimes that have a high level of requirements. And this is in contrast with the regulatory regimes in Africa that tends to be with a lower level of scrutiny. And this results, as I was saying, in a material difference. We have 97% of the companies in Europe and London that are assessed at least appropriate in terms of enterprise risk management. And so only 3% are below the appropriate assessment. And on the other hand, in Africa and Middle East, we have roughly 40% of companies that have an assessment below the appropriate one.
Great. Andrea and Dale, thank you so much. For AM Best TV in London, I'm Ida Axley.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.